News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's go to the Republican National Convention. Finished last night with the former President Donald Trump accepting the party's presidential nomination. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. We heard a lot from Republican analysts in the run-up to this that there was a new Donald Trump, sort of more measured, more presidential in tone. Didn't hear an awful lot of it last night.
Indeed, we got it for maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, this supposedly new contemplative and almost spiritual Trump that was going to sort of redefine his political identity. But then, surprise, surprise, he reverted to the old Trump pretty quickly during this speech. And we have the old demagoguery, the old divisiveness. He accused Democrats of cheating in elections. He ranted about immigration and people pouring over the border from prisons and insane asylums and so on. It was really just being like a typical Donald Trump campaign rally. And one Democratic strategist said, you know, this is the first bit of good news that Democrats have had for weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously played well with the punters there at the convention, on the convention floor, maybe less so with the wider voters.
Yes, and in fact, even some of the people in the convention were looking at their watches and yawning a bit, and some of them did file out. But I think the majority were still lapping it up. They love all this, and the more red meat, the better for them. It'll be interesting to see how this filters through to the nation at large. I mean, Trump started quite late, and the first part of his speech was relatively unifying, and he spoke about being a president for all Americans, not just half Americans. And he recounted the whole story of surviving that assassination attempt. And I think it's quite possible there'll be some viewers at home who maybe watched that bit and then turned off and didn't get the classic Trump. And also those will be some of the clips that circulate the next day.
And promising to end all wars as well, which is quite a claim.
One that he makes regularly. You know, he describes the planet as being teetering on the edge of World War III, and only he can fix it. And if he wins the election, even before he becomes president, he'll supposedly have sorted out Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East as well. So all these braggadocious promises, we shall see what actual concrete solutions there are.
David, let's just briefly talk about the Democrats. Does it look increasingly like Joe Biden's number is up when it comes to contesting the presidential election?
It does. The momentum really does seem to be shifting that way now, and it looks more likely than not that Joe Biden will exit the race. What an extraordinary few weeks in American politics, from that disastrous debate performance to the attempted assassination of Trump to now a president potentially about to say he's not going to run for office again. Senior Democrats, reportedly perhaps even Barack Obama, certainly Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer and others have apparently been going to Biden, presenting him with terrible opinion poll numbers, warning he could lose in a landslide and drag down Democrats in the House of Representatives and Senate as well.
And David,
so it's starting to...
Does it have to be Kamala Harris, do you think? Would it be impossible for the Democrats to look beyond her as a, particularly as a woman, as a, you know, as somebody who represents minorities? Would it be very difficult for them to go for somebody else? Do you think it has to be her as the candidate?
I think it would be very difficult. It's not impossible to look for someone else. And there are sorts of, there are theories of a way to have a contested primary and maybe, you know, town hall events around the country and so on. But it's certainly hers to lose. I mean, that would be the case anyway with a sitting vice president. And then there are those who say, you know, to pass over a woman of color would look very bad and be very divisive indeed.
Okay. I suspect we're going to be talking to you quite a bit over the coming weeks. But as always, thanks for that update. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.